This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
97.1 FM Talk. This is Wiggins America. Everybody's traveling now. It's the travel season. And so I know what's going to happen. You're going to go to some event and you're going to start talking to somebody and gas prices are going to come up. I want you to be well-armed for that conversation, not to be mean, but just have the facts. That's why Consumer Energy Alliance President David Holt is here. David, thanks for being here.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So let's talk about energy costs. You know, I think the Biden administration right now is trying to say, well, they're down from their peak, which they also don't mention they caused, but they are down a little bit. How are things, you know, how's the landscape right now?
You know, the I would say the trend is not necessarily our friend. You hit the nail on the head. Energy prices, gasoline, diesel, and electricity have really been up and, you know, kind of some of the highest we've seen in some time since early 2001 when this administration came into power. Overall, it seems to be their philosophy is to kind of restrict opportunities for oil and gas, both onshore and offshore in the Gulf of Mexico. They are required to have a leasing program in the Gulf of Mexico or all offshore waters by statute, and yet they have not come up with a plan at all in the time they've been in office. So not only are we seeing a slowdown in oil and natural gas, we're seeing a little bit of a slowdown and even the increase in renewable energy like wind and solar. So, you know, we've got to look at it from a sensible standpoint. We need affordable, reliable energy. If gasoline prices are higher, we're all suffering. If diesel prices are higher, then everything we buy cost more. So when you're going to the grocery store, as you're preparing for Thanksgiving, all groceries are higher because diesel prices are higher because everything is delivered by truck. Lumber, clothing, shoes, obviously your Thanksgiving turkey and everything costs more. So one of the largest parts of inflation is energy costs. So when energy costs more, it puts upward pressure on the price of everything, which has led to the inflationary pressure that we've seen in this country over the last couple of years.
David, how quickly could a president come in, whether it be Biden, I mean, or, you know, let's say Kamala Harris suddenly became president, or lo and behold, Donald Trump became president again. A new president takes office and just suddenly says, you know what, we're going to reverse this. How quickly would you actually see gas prices go down if they, by executive fiat or whatever it is, said, we're going to open this back up?
You know, I would argue very quickly. There are certain things that the administration can do right away that sends strong signals to the market that, hey, the United States is serious about its energy policy again. I think the market now sees that we don't really have a serious energy policy. We're not permitting things very quickly. We are not producing enough oil and natural gas here at home. And 80 to 82% of all our energy needs come from oil and natural gas. So the rest is hydropower, water power, or wind or solar or nuclear. So the vast majority of our energy needs are derived from oil and natural gas. So we've got to continue to produce more to show the market that we're willing to produce more. And this administration certainly has signaled that they're not really willing to produce more. The second problem we have that the administration could quickly help with is we have all these professional protesters that have been out there for years saying no to pipeline construction, no to infrastructure related to energy, no to oil or natural gas development. And now we're seeing some of these protesters saying no to wind and solar and wind and solar transmission. So saying no, delaying project development, stopping project development, all that means is we have less energy in the marketplace, which also drives up the cost of energy and also increases the risk of brownouts and blackouts, which we've seen increasing over the last couple of years. So the administration could quickly come in and say, you know, hey, we're going to fast track permits for this pipeline. We're going to fast track permits for this transmission line. We're going to fast track permits and production of onshore and offshore oil and natural gas. All those things could be done with a stroke of the pen. This administration has kind of take the opposite approach to that. And for the previous president, you know, like him or like him or hate his tweets or you know, whatever your personal views on him from an energy policy perspective, he was very positive in looking at all the above strategies and ensuring that we met our most basic needs as a society for the United States. So the energy policy in the previous administration was pretty good, certainly better than the one we're seeing in the current administration.
David Holt is on the phone with us, Consumer Energy Alliance president. You know, we talked about different talking points that might come up over the holidays. One of those that I always go back to because it's just so easy, I mean, everybody remembers it, is when Joe Biden was running for office in 2020, I guess it was, and he was saying openly, you know, we're going to end American oil. You know, we're gonna do these things. And then promises made, promises kept, because he kind of has done that, but he's shown that the apparatus that they want to move to, the things that you were just listing, these are great ideas, but they're just not quite ready, which is why you kind of need to let the marketplace dictate how these things happen, right?
Well, and there's a couple things going on here, they're not even good ideas. You know, as I mentioned, 82% of all our energy needs are met with oil and natural gas. That's not changing anytime soon. The other problem you have is when, you know, listen, wind and solar are needed. Energy diversity is needed. We're all for that. Consumer Energy Alliance supports it. But every time you build a wind or solar project or you're relying on wind and solar for your electricity needs, you have to have backup, what I call permanent power, for when the wind's not blowing and the sun's not shining. Backup permanent power means, by definition, something that's always ready, always on, like natural gas or nuclear. And so if you're going to expand wind and solar, you also have to make sure that you're adding enough capacity for natural gas and or nuclear to meet the energy needs when the wind's not blowing and the sun's not shining. Otherwise, you have what's called intermittency, and you could have blackouts or brownouts. And we saw that a lot last summer, and we're looking at it, and the federal government has forecast a pretty cold winter where we could have actually brownouts or blackouts this winter in the Northeast. If that happens and you have an extremely cold day, human health is at risk. So, you know, from a policy perspective, we need to make sure that we're balancing our energy portfolio and we're utilizing all the energy that we have available to us in a sensible way. The second problem with this, the statement or the position of the Biden administration, is we can actually, and we're proving this in this country, produce affordable energy that's reliable, meaning that doesn't increase the risk of blackouts, and energy that meets our environmental standards, including oil and natural gas. The United States is the number one nation on Earth in reducing carbon emissions, in volatile organic compound emissions, in nitrous oxide emissions, in sulfur dioxide emissions, while we continue to produce oil and natural gas. So diversifying our energy portfolio, making sure we have enough available resources of all kinds, while we continue to push the envelope on improving our environmental stewardship, all that can happen at the same time. So this false notion that says the only way we can meet our environmental goals is to ban or eliminate or restrict oil and natural gas, that's simply not true. There's no facts that support that. There are certainly facts that then the market wants more environmentally responsible energy, and we're proving we can do that without eliminating the single most important energy resource that we have in the market today.
You know what, David? The problem with what you're saying is that it's incredibly practical. It doesn't rile people up into their corners because that stuff, yeah. It's stuff that seems like everybody, when they listen to this and everybody who is listening, you'd have to, no matter where you come from politically, you'd have to go, well, yeah, you know, I mean, this is stuff that we all should be agreeing on. Let me ask you one more question in a little bit different, you know, zone for this topic before we run out of time. And that's this whole notion that we need to outsource all of our stuff. I mean, I don't even know if that's the intention, but what's happened is that we've ended up outsourcing a lot of our oil production overseas where there are a lot less regulations over these things environmentally. So even if your goal is just environmental at any cost, save the environment, you're not even really getting that with this administration, right?
You're not. Absolutely right. So the more we rely more on imports from the OPEC nations or Venezuela or even Russia, the higher the global emissions are. The second big concern here is, you know, as we increase the use of renewable energy, wind and solar and electric vehicles and all that, almost all the components and the minerals and metals that go into those renewable energy resources are controlled or made by China.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So that's putting us at risk from a national security perspective because we're outsourcing all our renewable energy to China.
Right.
So the entire energy policy right now is kind of being outsourced. And again, when energy prices go up, this is, you know, a talking point. It doesn't matter where you are on the political spectrum and why your point is right, that this should be a nonpartisan issue. When energy prices go up, our energy becomes less reliable. Those among us that can least afford to pay more, those that are on fixed incomes, those are in poverty, those are in disadvantage, those of us in disadvantaged neighborhoods, all those folks are the ones that are hurt the most by those policies that intentionally increase energy prices. So a sensible energy policy that's affordable, that makes affordable, reliable, and environmentally responsible energy should help everyone, and it should cross political lines. And when we're going to the polls next year, regardless of political affiliation or persuasion, whether you're a Democrat, independent, or a Republican, candidates should be urged to support a sensible energy policy because it really is it impacts the entire economy and individuals across the political spectrum more than anything else.
You know, David, I used to believe in my infancy that that political leaders, leaders of nations, they were much smarter than the rest of us. But I think in my lifetime, that has changed a whole lot, because everything you're saying, it really is not that hard. It's just practical movements that people could make without being geniuses. So,
right. Well, you know what? It's up to us to get in their ear and make them smart. You know, they make short-sighted decisions sometimes. They make decisions based on incomplete set of facts. Sometimes they make decisions based on a set of lies because someone's in their ear.
Yeah.
So it's up to us as voters to make sure that we're being heard and make sure that energy's front and center in the election.
Consumer Energy Alliance President David Holtz, thank you for your time. How do people connect with you?
Simple. ConsumerEnergyAlliance.org. Check us out on the website. We're active all over the country.
Sounds good. David, thank you so much for your time, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, happy holidays to you. I appreciate it.
All right, take care. More Wiggins America right around the corner. Stick around.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.